Welcome back to the show with podcast number 3. What is that in Spanish? Uno, dos, tres. Tres. Podcasto tres. God, the Spanish-speaking listeners are like, dude, give it up. Eins, zwei, drei. Drei in German. Took 2 years of German in high school. I can count to 10. That's it. Anyway, it's number 3. We've been talking about it. It's a throwback Thursday. We're going back to 2007. Hopefully you're enjoying the first two. That was fun, man. That was a lot of fun actually talking about those. I forgot the amount of pain and just the craziness, but you got to be crazy to have success. You can't think like other people. You just can't do it. Average people don't have above average success. It's just incongruent, you know? If you want to have just ridiculous success, you have to think ridiculously. You can't fit a million-dollar dream in a 10-cent mind. You just can't do it. So if you want to have just this, if you want to leave a huge legacy, you're not going to do it working for human resources for a Fortune 500 company. You're not going to do it. And any of you working in HR for Fortune, go ahead, email me. Let's have a debate. We'll do it. I'll interview you. Give me your Skype ID, and we'll go back and forth. It'll be like crossfire. You tell me how you can leave a lasting legacy in human resources for a Fortune 500 company, and I'll tell you the name of 3 psychiatrists that you can see very quickly. It just isn't going to work that way. It's just not. And you know it. If you're listening, you know it, okay? You can't have huge, amazing success and think, oh, I'm going to go to work every day and make a difference. It's not going to work. It just didn't going to do it, okay? So I got into massive content creation mode following up on the last show. When I left my job the second time, I didn't worry about the money. I worried, but it wasn't a worry that it drowned out my dream type of worry. It was a situation where, you know what? I got to start creating content because I have nothing. You Google Sam Crowley and there's just nothing out there. So the podcast helped, blogging every day helped, and I would be very disciplined, which is hard, was very hard, and still it's a challenge of mine. You know, I'd be disciplined enough every day to create massive content and not worry about the bills that were piling up. I mentioned I went without health insurance for a few years because I couldn't afford $1,200 a month. So that was an eye-opener. I mean, we had kids that got tubes in their ears for, you know, in the wintertime. They're getting massive earaches and things like that. You know what I found? Here's an interesting thing. Cash talks. Like, medical, at least here in the United States, if you don't have insurance, you're actually, and I'm not want to say you're looked upon in a favorable way, but, sometimes you are, man. Those doctors, they can charge you more and collect quicker with cash, meaning they're going to bill the insurance company $7,000 for tubes, and the insurance company is going to pay them $1,200. It's just the way it is, or less. You know, I'll never forget the OBGYN who we saw in Western New York when my wife was going through our troubles with Susan back in 2014, thought we were losing a baby, blah, blah, blah. And I asked her, I go, what do you make? Which is, of course, nobody asks that question at midnight in a delivery room thinking you're losing your baby. But we were, you know, small talk. We're waiting for these tests. I go, man, you work midnight shifts here. What, boy, they must pay you a lot. She goes, you know what I get paid? And I couldn't believe she actually volunteered this, but I thought it was awesome too, the transparency. She goes, from day one, when a newly expecting mother comes to see me in my office till the final day when I deliver that baby going full term, I make $1,200. It's like $1,200. Do you know, like, you could launch a podcast, or not a podcast, podcast training or any kind. This is what I'm thinking of. I could do a webinar. This is what I'm thinking. I could do a webinar tonight and make $1,200. Easy, like not even trying. And I didn't go to school for 10 years and working 12-hour days. Oh, my God. You believe that? So I went into massive creation mode, just trying to get all this content out there. And here's what's going to happen for you. When you put your head down and you start thinking about adding value and just helping people get one step up, because so many people get caught up in this, oh, I got to have the answer. You don't got to have the answers, guys. You got to help people get one step up on the ladder. That's it. You got to get them all the way to the mountaintop. They can further their education maybe with somebody else, or they can find the information and get going. You just got to get them one step up on that ladder, and maybe you focus just on getting people from rung number one to rung number two. That's it. People will pay you $1,000 for your intellectual property just to get them from rung number one to rung number two. That's it. So many people get caught up that they're thinking so far ahead, and this was my mental trap as well, that I was thinking, oh, I got to be this inspirational guy. I got to get people all the way from deep into their job, to quitting their job, to making money, to being a millionaire, because that's what every day is Saturday. And it finally occurred to me, you know what? Saturday is a mindset. It's not a circumstance. Saturday is a mindset. It's not a circumstance. What you view to be Saturday is different than what I view. If you don't have children, you don't relate to being with your children. Maybe it means golfing. Maybe it means going antiquing for the day in a small town in Georgia where you don't have to answer to anybody. Maybe it's fishing. Maybe it's hiking. Whatever it is to you, it's different for everybody, but it's a mindset. And as soon as I understood that concept, that all I needed to do in my spiritual gift in life, and I'm telling you, I think I know what it is. And I'm not saying this as a joking around. It takes a long time to be in tune to what your spiritual gift is to the world. It just does. And for me, my gift and my next course that I'm creating, by the way, Inside Scoury. Breaking news. Yes, I'm coming out with a brand new course, and I want you to be a part of it. And I'm going to be sharing what I believe to be the gift that you'll be able to use over and over and over again. And it's how to really operate and own your zone of genius, how to just own it, whether you got the money, whether you got the business already. And I'm talking about an example of going and nailing a $25,000 keynote speech when 3 months prior I was shoveling sidewalks in Bradford, Pennsylvania, worried about paying the mortgage, okay? And then getting up on stage and owning that, kicking ass and making $200,000 in a month. There's no reason somebody should be able to own that space right there. Like, oh, just step onto the stage. I want you to be part of that new course that allows you to just step into that space and just say, hey, I should be here, okay? I'm shocked as hell you guys didn't have me here 10 years ago, but lucky for you, I'm here. I've arrived. And whatever that is for you. So anyway, that's the new course. I'm excited to bring it out. Hopefully in the month of April, I'm working like a dog at it. And I'm excited. When I mean working, I'm shooting videos. I'm shooting audio, creating audios. And just going back to where I was 10 years ago, just continue to create content. But don't worry about, okay, getting people all the way to the end of the rope. All the way to the end, the finish line. That's not your job. Your job is to stay one trick ahead of the dog. You understand what I'm talking about? Your job is to get people from the first rung of the ladder to the second rung of the ladder. Okay? That's all you got to do. And for that, people will pay you handsomely for it. And you should feel pretty damn good about being able to just do that. Think about how many people can't even get there. That's your zone of genius. Are you with me? God, what a fun day, man, this has been. I love you guys. All the Every Day is Saturday fanatics out there. You're nuts. You're crazier than hell. And I love you for it. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.